Liam, just a frustrating way to end that game, isn't it?
Yeah, gutted. I mean, 10 seconds away from 3 points, another clean sheet, and it's just, I suppose that's football. I mean, got it in the corner 1 minute, and then 20 seconds later, it's in the back of your net. I mean, you can't really describe.
I guess it's the manner of the goal, isn't it? If someone blasts it in from 30 yards, there's not much you can do, but they were queuing up, weren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they have the penalty, and you're thinking it's going to be our day, kind of thing, that the post, and we clear it. But like you said, it's one of them where there's three or four waiting to put it in, and not much you can do about it. So.
It's a strange second half, the penalty decision. What was your view on that?
I had quite a good view. I just thought Westy came out, and he and Martin, was it? He's coming to him, and they've collided, and it's. I mean, I don't know where the ref was, but for me, I don't think it was, no.
And obviously he misses the penalty, and I guess at that point you're kind of thinking it's going to be our day.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, you think missed the penalty and rode our luck a bit, but we've got to finish teams off, and we do get 1-0 up and prevent that from happening.
I guess the point is we've had a couple of fans on, and it kind of feels negative, doesn't it, when you concede that late? But at the end of the day, a draw's not a bad result, is it?
Yeah, I mean, when you concede that late on, it. Like you said, it feels like a loss, and the main thing is we're still unbeaten, and we're going to Middlesbrough on Saturday, still unbeaten, which you've got to remember. But anything the manager says in there, it's sort of you're just thinking about what's just gone off, kind of thing. So it's difficult.
The defence has been a real positive so far, and you were that close to a fourth clean sheet, as you mentioned. It seems like this group have come together, and it's gelled quite quickly.
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy with Tom Lees and Glenn Leuven at the heart of that defence, and Kieran Westwood as well, keeping me and Joe in check. We're all covering for each other, and I think it showed tonight. We wanted to keep the ball out of the net, blocks and throwing our bodies in the way, but it wasn't meant to be. So.
You look like you're enjoying your football as well. I mean, you've really taken to that role. I know it's something that you've had to work on. Obviously, you didn't start out as a fullback, I believe, but you do look quite natural there now, don't you?
Yeah, I'm enjoying my football. Enjoying just pulling on that shirt week in, week out, and I'll just continue to give 100% as long as I'm picked, so that's all you can do.
Tell us about the ice bucket challenge that you've done this week. If people have missed this, it's been kind of a worldwide craze. It started out in America, and it seems to have drifted out over here. Thankfully, no one's come to the media with any challenges yet, and I'm not encouraging that, but you've done it. And if you go on your Twitter account, I guess people can see you taking the ice bucket challenge. Just tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it on the internet, and like, you've got Ronaldo, Messi, David Beckham all doing it, and it's for a good cause, raising awareness for charity, donating money for charity. And Reece McCabe nominated me, so the craze goes, I've got to do it and nominate some people. So yeah, it's just a bit of fun, and hopefully for a good cause.
And you did it with Jacques Magoma, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
And who have you challenged now in the Wednesday squad to do it next?
Stevie May. I challenged Jermaine Johnson. He's just done his today. Who else did I challenge? Anthony Gardner was here last season. And I think Jack's challenged Ati, Koki and Semedo, so I look forward to them.
I just think that Stevie May will be used to ice water in living in Scotland for all those years. I mean, on a more serious note, you get to Middlesbrough now, I guess that's going to be another tough game. There's no really easy games in this division, but if you can keep picking up results, you're going to have the kind of start that you would have hoped for.
No, definitely not. I mean, like I said, we're still unbeaten, and that's what we've got to take into the game, that confidence. And although it might not seem it now, obviously we're a bit down and stuff, dust ourselves up, pick ourselves up and go again on Saturday.
Fatherhood treating you well?
Yeah, he's good as gold, bless him. Yeah, he's good.
Congratulations on that again, Liam, and hard luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you.